Blog Talk Radio.
It's Taj Longino. Taj Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Taj. It's all hosted by Taj Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that? Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that? Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that? Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey, who that? Who that?
You've
been waiting for.
Ah,
Longino. Blog Talk Radio.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm home, and I love
over a million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The new Platinum Voice of Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Taj.
Ah, Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Talk with Taj right here on Blog Talk Radio. Coming up next, we got our interview with one of the legends. You know, and when I saw this come about on my email, I said, I got to interview them. You know, man, they was around when I was a kid, and I used to watch their video, Juicy, on Channel 47 every day when I was supposed to. But check it out. They're back, you know what I'm saying, and they're here with a new joint. And they're here to know me, come back to the game and show everybody what's going on right now in 2011 with Oaktown 357. And here's their new single. We'll get up on it. We'll be right back with 357 live on Talk with Taj.
Beep, gotta catch a groove. Last Dragon, Ty, Matt, can you show me move? I'm ready, you ready, let's get loose. Let's get loose. Feet stomping, face bumping, y'all jumping, we bumping. Get your back off the wall to the dance floor. You ain't gotta ask, I'ma give you more.
Step down on the bass, gotta give me some. My shine in the light, got to be the one. Beep laps so hard, got my hips weak. My swag so smooth, you can call me sweet. Feel like you wanna move, gotta get your piece. Two fingers, head nod, and no beef. No Z's, no sheep, no sleep needed. We like DNA, can't be deleted.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it. Chin down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it. Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it. Chin down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
Supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. My beat will fill you up and down, and no, I'm not precocious. Slapping hard and blapping live, we gon' let this groove ride. 357's in the house, the party's so ferocious.
I know where your booty go, cause this rhythm holds it. I rock it, you rock it, your body won't oppose it. 357 on an X square track, front of the game, we'll take your way back. Ain't hard for us to keep it real. Your cards being played, homie, you know the deal.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Chin down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Chin down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it, come on, get up on it.
Gassed up, hyped up, come on, get up on it. Come on, get up on it, show me how you want it.
Chin down, hands up, show me how you want it. Show me how you want it.
The best.
want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio
with Todd.
Talk with Todd, the voice of the Midwest.
Every day that's my word.
Welcome back to Talk with Todd's right here on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the best in celebrity interviews from hip-hop to Hollywood. Today's guest is a personal favorite. I used to watch this group on Channel 47 back when I was a kid, when I wasn't even supposed to be watching these kind of videos, you know what I'm saying? But I've been, you know, followed their career, and they've been gone for a minute, but they're back in full effect, and they're here to let the world know that they're returning. They got a new song called Get Up On It. Welcome, Oaktown 357 to Talk with Todd. What's going on?
We are here. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Now, for me, this was like when I saw this come across my email. First thing I said was, I said, Oaktown 357. I said, I used to watch them. I used to watch y'all when I was a kid, when I wasn't even supposed to be watching, you know, that song Juicy, that came on every day.
Right.
On Channel 47. I lived in Atlanta. It came on every day, and I watched that video every day. You hear me? Every day. And I said, oh, now 357. I said, what they got going on? I said, you know what? I didn't even read the press release. I need this interview.
Wow, look it up. That's so tight. I feel kind of bad we was corrupting your childhood, though. If you was watching Juicy, you weren't supposed to be watching that.
You know what?
That's why he said he wasn't supposed to be watching it.
I know.
Right.
His childhood is corrupted.
You know what? With you and Too Short and, let's see, Two Live Crew, yeah, it was over.
Yeah, you was already toe up.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, for our listeners, give the listeners your name, and then tell our listeners and myself what's been going on with Oaktown 357 and what y'all have going on right now. Okay.
Okay, but this is Sweet LD. The other voice is Lil P. And here lately, what we've been doing is just getting our feet wet back in the business. I mean, there's been a demand, there's interest, there's support. There's fans, there's love, so we just been doing our thing to get back out there, reintroduce ourselves, you know, with a new look, more mature, a new sound that's more mature, and just have a good time.
Now, it's, you know, for the time period of you guys were in the game, and it heavy, and it hard, a lot of things have changed. So how was the transition that's happened in the music industry going to help you guys' career, and has it, you know, heard it all with all the changes with the sound and the new dance? You know, tell us how the change in the industry will affect, you know, Oaktown 357 in 2011.
Well, if you notice, this is Lil P. If you notice by all the videos, it looks like it's trying to do a circle. I see Chris Brown doing her old moves, Beyonce pulling out the Ringham in her videos. So it seems as though they're trying to reinvent the past.
Yeah.
In some of the videos and the dance
At least to recognize the authenticity of what was going on back then. So I think that all the music and the transitions and the changes and the new artists and the young artists and all that stuff, that's what music is like. I mean, that's what art is like. It makes its changes, and there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's great, but I think for us, because we were a part of that, we'll be welcome back. It's not going to be difficult for people to embrace us and then to find out who we were and what we did back in the day. And like, you know, Lil P said, you can look at Chris Brown's video. What's that song? She's Not You?
Yeah, She Ain't You.
Yeah, She Ain't You. And then you have Beyonce. You have so many young artists now doing a lot of the moves that we did back in the day. So I think that we're always, you know, at this point, since we're being inserted quietly in their, you know, choreography or anything, you know, videos like that, we're still, you know, they're paying homage to us and we're still relevant.
The Oaktown 357 was hot back then. Why so long before you guys come back out?
Wow.
That's a heavy question, but to try to make it as simple as possible, I know for a fact we did not realize how hot we were. And so when we were released from the record company, which was Capitol initially, we were taken off of Capitol's label by Hammer and put on Busted management and records. Once they released us, we just had no idea that we even would have had an opportunity to continue. So we pretty much parted just quietly and went our separate ways and just, you know, started to live the rest of our lives, whatever we thought that was going to be. The reason why we come back at this time is because James Early, who was a producer back in the day, just kind of touched base with me and just asked me where I was, you know, and this again is Sweet LD, what was going on with me. And he kind of brought me up to speed, and he said, you know, you need to look at YouTube. You kind of need to pay attention to comments that are being made. People are interested in you guys. They love you guys. They want to know what you're doing, where you are. And then he explained to me that we were peers among other people who were considered legends in the hip-hop genre of music. So, you know, he said, you guys are queens in this industry. Your sisters along with Salt and Pepper and Roxanne Shanté and Sugar T. You know, so there's love out there for you guys. He said, I've been asked where you guys are. He said, I think you need to take a look and, you know, get back out there and see what you can do. And so that started me to reconnect with Terrible T. She's living in Arizona right now. And then Lil P, we ran into each other on Facebook after, like you said, over 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's just been nonstop blessings ever since that. So, I mean, I think it's in the stars, as people say, but God has a plan for us. So we're just going to accept it, submit it, and do what we got to do to make it work.
Wow. Now, what can the fans expect from O-Town 357 with this? I mean, we know how you we know how you used to get down, so what is going to be the new sound for O-Town in 2011?
Oh, well, we actually can still get down.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be for as long. Baby.
Yeah, we can still do it.
We get it in.
Yeah, we get it in. So I think, you know, as Lil P said, they can still see, they'll still get to see O-Town 357 do their signature stuff, which is to dance. And then the sound, as far as I like to refer to it, is G-A-W. What's G-A-W-P?
Grown-ass women.
There you go. That's going to be the sound. That's going to be the attitude. You know, that's going to be the love. It's just some G-A-Dubs with a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? And we coming out just being ourselves. We're not trying to take over the game and reintroduce nothing. And, you know, it's just, this is a standpoint of we are coming into, what is it? We're blossoming is what I can say. The best way to explain it, you know, we're realizing that we did have fans, there is love out there for us, and there's opportunities for us, especially with the old school hip hop, you know, legends that are touring and, you know, shows that they're having. So, you know, why not get out there and do what you can do to be your best, you know, and share your story with other people. So, yeah.
Who will you be working with on this new project? And actually, I got a question. Have you reached out and have you spoke with Hammer? I know you guys used to work together back in the day. Will he be assisting you this time around, or is O-Town doing their own thing? A whole new
line.
Go on,
Lil P, and take that. Go on, Lil P. Go on, Lil P.
This is definitely O-Town 357 doing their own thing. We have not reached out, and he has not reached out to us either. So, yeah, this is going to be our own little personal endeavor. Our own little sidekick of fun.
Yeah.
And right now we're working with Ty Macklin out of Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yeah.
At Omega Studios.
Alpha Omega Studios.
Alpha Omega Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're getting submissions all the time. There are other DJs and other producers who are reaching out to us, so we just have to now go through, you know, the sounds and the music to make sure it's going to represent us and we can represent well. So we'll see.
Do you have a title for the new project?
No, we don't, actually.
Why you laugh? Why you laugh?
We kind of do. I don't know if I want to put it out there all the way.
Now let's wait.
Yeah, see?
I'll tell you what, you can email it. You can email it. I want to know.
Yeah, because we got to get you the real single. We got to get you the whole full thing. Yeah,
I'm definitely mad about you getting a snippet. That's not cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what happened. We was like, why is the song not playing all the way through? What happened?
That's why we do the, you know what I mean? That's why we do the show the way we do it, just for that reason. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know you recently had a video contest. for the new video for Get Up On It. How did that go, and when should we? When can we expect the new video to be released?
Go ahead, Pete.
I couldn't even hear the question.
He was asking. He knows that we had a recently we had a video contest, so he wants to know how did that go, and when is the new video going to be released?
The video contest is going well. We have had quite a bit of submissions. Right now, looking at one, thinking that may be the one. I think they have a little bit more time to get some more submissions in, so hopefully they'll make it, and we'll see where we are with that. Video's coming probably. I'm going to say end of year. What you think?
End of the year?
I know for the single, I'm thinking we're going to have it completed, if time permits, by mid-September. Because right now, August is, tied up. We have a lot going on, and then we have our first show that we're doing in Austin, September 10th. So if we could just, get all this done, then we should be able to have a little free time to get the video actually done by mid-September.
It sounds like I'm gonna have a scene in this video somewhere. That's what it sounded like.
Well, you know what, Ty? The real of it is, you better get your video submission in, because it's gonna be live. Yes, but we would love to have you.
Like my line said, last Dragon Ty match, and you
show me moves. That's what I'm saying. Show us what
give
you got. It's on and popping.
Give me another scene. I don't know about the dance. I'm not Chris Brown, so I'm going to need another scene.
Well, you could be the DJ, because we do have a party scene, so you can just come in and be the DJ and scratch on the turntables. You can do that, right?
Right. I can work that out.
That's the ticket.
We have a couple of slots. Well, we got a couple of options for you, so don't worry. We can work you in there.
That's what I like to hear. Now, everybody wants to connect with you on Twitter and Facebook. Shout out both you guys on Twitter and your Facebook so everybody can stay connected.
Okay, you can find Lil P at Oaktown 357 Lil P.
And Sweet LD is at Sweet LD 357. And Facebook is Real Oaktown 357.
We're always
on Twitter, we're always on Facebook, we talk right back to the fans,
yeah.
Right away.
Right away.
Any shout-outs you want to give out to the listeners to know about, and also, outside of the upcoming video and the project, which you're going to email me the title, because I want to know the title, because I can tell by the way she said it, that you're going to do something like you did before, so I want to know exactly what this title is going to be. I got to know before anybody else.
Okay, we're going to work on that. We're going to hook you up. Don't you worry. Don't worry. But the shout-out, I would say, would go to...
go ahead with the shout-out, Steve.
We have so, so many. So I'm going to start out with first James Early, who helped to bring us back, and then some Brandon, Ty Macklin, Ty Meek, Taiwan, there's a lot of ties. Yeah, there's Ernest. We're going to say Ernest Jackson.
Shylee
Simpson, Roxanne Shantae. Just everybody who's touched us at this time with all this transition going on and with us coming back, and they've embraced us and welcomed us back. So we want to shout out to all of them and to all those that were there with us before from the ground up and see us now. It's much love, and to all our fans for supporting us and welcoming us back as well. And to Lil P and Terrible T for being my girls. Thank y'all. Love y'all. And shout out to Taj for hooking us up today, because that was really sweet. So we love being on Talk with Taj today. That's awesome. So Phyllis, give your shout out, because I did something.
We are talking with Taj.
Yes.
Thank you, Taj. Thank you, Ernest. Thank you, Shalice.
Yes.
And all the fans, that you guys are just awesome. You keep us moving.
Yes. We appreciate it. Bless all y'all.
Appreciate the shout out. Now tell the fans where they can see you live on stage next, and what other shows you got coming up.
Right now, the first show that we're doing is September 10th in Austin, Texas at the Gay Pride Festival. We will be live and in person on the stage, signing autographs afterwards, taking pictures and selling t-shirts, all that good stuff. And then the next show, I think, is September 25th, is it, Phyllis?
24th,
that one is still
25th.
That one's still in the works, and that's going to be in New York. So we'll keep you guys posted on that one.
Impulsive. We want to thank O-Town 357 for coming on the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Live for this exclusive interview. They're back in the game. They got their new song, Get Up On It. Until next time on the Talk with Todd show, y'all take care out there. Love one another. Take care of one another. Good day. God bless. Y'all take care, O-Town. See you soon. Hit me up.
Thank you, Todd.
Peace out.
Much love.
Okay.
Bye.
Peace out. Bye.
Talk with Todd. Celebrity talk, community talk, political talk, the platform of your topic. Talking with Todd. We'll be back with more of Talk with Todd right after this.